circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you are always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful that you care to be here consistently over time. And I'm always praying that you are receiving more support, more inspiration, more motivation to be ever more disciplined in applying yourself wholeheartedly, digging deep within the depths of yourself to reach the heights of yourself so that you are tapping the wealth of yourself, so that you're standing and we are standing on behalf of life itself in this now moment, that we are doing that which is ours to do as a result of being the beneficiaries of the gifts, the labor, the light, the wisdom, the sacrifices, the service, and all of that that we have benefited from, all of those who've come and gone, and all of those who are sharing this now moment of eternity with us. It's our time to come to that point and place where we really care and we really dare to be the ones that we truly are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to realize that the progression of us depends upon each generation being properly centered and rightly oriented in standing in the light of the truth of the all that they are, that we each are, as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence. This now moment, and every moment, every day, every night, we are always held in absolute and supreme presence. And we have to come to a point and place in order to triumph over situations and circumstances and all of the things that would have us feeling depressed and oppressed and unhappy and suicidal and genocidal and homicidal and all of these things, to be in a place and space where we realize that we are literally already in eternity. That it's not something that's coming. It's the actuality of what really is. And the earth herself is spinning, traveling, in flotation and rotation, upheld by this absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And there is nothing and no one who can thwart its progression, undermine the reality of its victory and triumph, for it will outlast, outlove, outgive, outplan, outplot everything and everybody. And if we could just come to that point and place where we care to dwell consciously in the reality of its presence, as the air, as the wind, as the rain, as the sun, as all of the elements in the atmosphere, and to realize that it is cosmic, it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and we are all centers of it, upheld by it, being animated and permeated and penetrated and supported with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. I am the one that consciously cares to remind you of how blessed you already are. Just by virtue of the fact that you exist and that your inheritance is your heritage. And within that is the seed for your greatness. If you would dare and care to cultivate the truth of yourself, to be harmonized within the laws of life that govern us, that maintain and sustain us, that ensure our progression and our true success in this life. To come to that point and place where it matters to us. To stand triumphant and victorious over conditions and circumstances, over desires and lusts and passions and all of those things that have people in a place where they have forgotten the integrity of their being as divinity personified. But it's hard to really feel as divine as you actually are when you are not cultivating yourself consciously, feeding and nourishing and nurturing yourself consciously, caring to master yourself, because this is really the foundation of all success, the mastery of your thoughts, your mind, your emotions, your appetites, your desires, to be in a place where you are consistently exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine yourself, and consciously being held in that place and space where you see with your real eye, your one eye, your absolute eye. They say your third eye. I'm saying your only real eye. That which is seeing through every eye, so that we're recognizing in absolute reality that there is truly one self. That we each have been gifted as these points of it. And now is our time to really exalt the harmony of the whole of existence itself, and consciously caring to be whole within it, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, psychically, financially, materially. That we're here to have the full experience of who it is we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And it is not the duty or purpose of any beings to undermine and thwart the progression of everything and everybody. It is not duty, obligation, and purpose to undermine the rights of ones and ones to have the rights to their lives. That is not purpose. We're in a place where we have to come to that understanding, to care, to have an understanding, an overstanding, and to be resolutely standing with that absolute and supreme presence that allows all to stand and to have their being by virtue of its own intelligence to serve its own purposes towards the progression of the whole of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all entities and beings upon the planet. The divisiveness that is agenda to put us in a place and space where we are not triumphing successfully in following the laws that govern our lives, that we are feeling as though there are other ones who are greater than us and other ones that are not as great as us, and all of the divisiveness that has us fighting and complicit and complacent with the subjugation and domination of other ones. We, in exalting a full life's urge, in doing that which is ours to do, in really remembering, exalting, declaring, and affirming our divinity, and consciously caring to see with that one eye, the cosmic eye, the true eye, so that we cannot be undermined by anything or anybody, particularly ourselves. When we realize that your mind is what really undermines you, and that the quality or the clarity of thought that you could come to is going to be determined by the quality and the clarity of and the cleanliness of your bloodstream, which is going to be facilitated by the substance and the nutritional value of that which you consume. And if you are eating that which has no life force, then it has very little nutritional value for you. And this is one of the reasons why it's so necessary for us to have a different mindset when we go into these stores and shop for groceries and realize that really where we are now, particularly where you have been diagnosed with this or that and taking medications for this and that, to understand that you were hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that you can eat that which has no value, has no life force, no substance, nothing that the body needs, and you can eat it and drink it consistently over time. And then you can maintain health, and it's just not possible. And to speak to these issues is a necessity in really having an understanding and an understanding that we have to be in a place where we can speak to the issues of our existence, the issues in laying foundation for our continuation in existence, the issues that lay foundation for the progression of our generations, to come to that point and place where it's a real conversation. But after the talking, you're ready to do that which is truly in your own best interest consistently over time, so that you have leverage over a world conquering agenda to make sure that we are out of our minds, that we are out of alignment with the laws that govern us, to put us in a place where we are so overburdened and so concerned about this and that and the other, without being concerned about being in the truth of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is absolute and supreme. We want to be focused with all of these little things and think that our applying ourselves towards these things is going to give us success. Our success comes when we are properly aligned with the truth of existence itself, the right of all beings to have the right to their lives, and our being strong enough, light enough, right enough to care to be corrected when we have realized where our error has been, to come to a point where we are forgiving and we can easily let go and release and not be held by yesterday's anything, to always be present in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to realize that the triumph over all of the sickness, the illness, and disease really requires us to care, to be cleared and cleansed and purified, to be renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that we are walking as a resurrected people. And to know that those of our loved ones who have been challenged with the addictions to one thing or the other thing, to be in a place and space where we are seeing brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and all of these ones pass away without having properly prepared for the care of their children or their grandchildren, that we are seeing younger ones and younger ones passing from things that they should not have ever had to deal with. So when we recognize that we are dealing with a lawless system of government, lawlessness that is being supported by the religions and the churches, lawlessness that is being instituted and facilitated by the educational systems that we have the responsibility to raise completely up by clearing, cleansing, consecrating our body temple, so that we are in a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to be under the auspices of our souls. We are in a now moment of eternity all the time, but our being able to be qualified for continuance in existence beyond our earth residency requires us to affirm and declare our immortality, and to be in a place where we're not just giving it lip service, but we are bathing ourselves and ourselves within the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, getting the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, opening up all of the systems of elimination to get rid of the toxins that have been stored in our body since we were children. We are in a now moment of eternity where we have leverage over all of the other stuff, but you have to still reach for it. You have to bring it into your system of thought and your way of being to be in a place and space where it matters to you how you walk and how you live and how you leave. And invoke the greatness of the lineages that you represent through cellular liberation, to come to a point and place where we have to get beyond all of the rhetoric of being free. Where those of us who are on this North American continent feel as though we have greater freedom than everybody else upon the planet, but then our morals and our character and our ethics are not where they should be as a liberated people. So we can be free to choose death every day. We can be free to be wrong and to be mistaken consistently over time and have nobody really correct us, have so much advertising and so much commercialism and so many ones who have an agenda to profit to the degree to which they don't really care whether they are serving the purposes of life. Then it is the responsibility, duty, and obligation of those who live as men, the progenitor of lineages and the womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, to understand that duty, obligation, and responsibility is in the perpetuation of life, the exaltation of life, to realize that love is the fullness and the fulfillment of the law that ensures the progression of us as global humanity, to be in a place and space where we understand that there is no independence, but there is always interdependence, and we are having the responsibility to come to the global table, activating the gifts that we are here to give for the progression of the whole of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and all of the races and nations of people. We are here to serve life, and we cannot be authorized, certified, licensed, and degreed, educated, and religiously trained to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, death, confusion, and all of this stuff that we see is all pervasive. We're in a now moment where we have to come to a point where we care to be empowered so that we're making the difference in our lives and in the lives of our children and the lives of our families and the lives of our community and life itself. Because once we get to the place and space where we care to be rightly aligned and we are doing the clearing, the cleansing, so that we are able to stand as corrected ones, lawful ones, loving ones, forgiving ones, to be in the perfectedness and the perfection of life itself, which is always reaching for more life, always unfolding, always expanding. There is always more. And every atom and every cell of our being is fueled and animated by this absolute and supreme intelligence, so that we have the keys in this now moment to be able to facilitate consistent cellular regeneration so that we are not dying. When you come to that point and place where you care to take responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment, the then you begin to get the leverage over systems of oppression and commercialism and sublimation and all of the games that these people play to put us in a place where we are undermining ourselves so that we don't come to the degree of power and influence that we should have. Wherever we are, because we all belong to life itself. We all belong to the cosmic. We are all these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so by virtue of the source of our being, we are already immortal. The issue is that on a planet where people exalt their right to be wrong, to be out of alignment, their right to their opinions and their theories, as opposed to knowing the duty, obligation, and responsibility to be seeking and asking and claiming the truth, which sets you free from the delusions and the lies. We're in a now moment that is ours. And we don't have the right to throw our lives away, and neither does anyone have the right to take our lives from us, to poison us, to mislead us and misguide us, miseducate us. It's not their right to be wrong. It is our right to accept correction and to be realigned so that we're completely reinstated and reconciled, remembered with our spiritual guidance and the exalted spirit realms where the exalted beings dwell, to come under the auspices of our angels and our guides and our guardians, and to be in a place where you are harmonized with your souls, so that we do not err. Because the soul is that part of us that we are striving to reconnect with, to be in a place where everything works towards our greater good, and we work towards the detriment of nothing and no one at any time for any reason. To understand that when you are centered properly in this life, that everything serves you, as we are all here to be in service to life and the living, to be in a place where we honor, we exalt, we uplift, we enhance, we enrich, we delight and we rejoice and we celebrate the gifts and the blessings of being. And we strive to be consistent and freed from inconsistency and contradiction and hypocrisy and those things that undermine the integrity of our character, so that we are able to truly invoke and call forth our help from the exalted realms over circumstances and situations and things, so that we are able to know how to invest in ourselves and to invest with each other. But when you've come to a point and place where you have thrown yourself away, your life force, and you throw your resources away and spend them on that which has no substance and supports those who have no integrity and right alignment with life itself, then you don't get the benefit of having exercised the wisdom in applying yourself towards those and towards that which will facilitate your greater good, your greater wholeness. As well as seeding and laying foundation for a glorious harvest. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really reach and stretch for light, to bathe daily in the love that we're immersed in, and to realize that life itself is the evidence of the love that the source of our being has for us, to provide us everything that is required in order to be breathing, thinking, contemplating, meditating, reflecting, having the faculties to access it and its intelligence all the time. But we cannot enjoy killing ourselves, undermining ourselves, creating cellular oppression, and creating violation and charging the blood that holds our spirit with the violation of violated beings, and think that you'll ever have anything greater than who and what you already are. It is through the conscious cultivation of ourselves and the right use of our energies and our time, and our resource, which is the opportunity to think. There is absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That absolute and supreme intelligence does not need a book to communicate with you. That absolute and supreme intelligence is standing by, listening, and beckoning you to call upon it. And whether you are consciously doing it or not, the words that you speak and the things that you say, the things that you think, are still imprinting upon it. And you will be externalizing that which you are entertaining, seeing, believing, that which you may not be saying to anybody. But you are infusing it upon yourselves. We're in that now moment where the laws are working for us. But we have to care. To commit our whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls to the triumph of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as a reality of our lives. And it's quite all right to experience the wealth and the richness of living at every level. But money can't replace love. But where there's love and where there's care, then there's the dynamic and the potential to create infinite and abundance of whatever is required, needed, or desired. What do you care to do? Who is it that you truly are? Are you ready to step outside of your comfort zone to embrace the fullness of yourself and to be in that place and space where you are always centered in infinity? As this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme presence and intelligence. And you are absolutely and supremely intelligent. And there is nothing and no one who can undermine you, oppress you, depress you, or have you in a place and space where you are not rejoicing in the blessedness of your being. You're in tune to the meaning of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Circle. This is Adama. Thank you. moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration tonight to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, I am so grateful and so thankful and so consistently in prayer that I am reaching deeper within the depths of myself to the heights of myself so that I am ever more an inspiration to you to walk in the fullness of the all that you truly are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are all gifted with so much of itself. And we're in an hour moment where it is our time to exalt the full of life's urge, to be in that place of reverence and regard and respect, to be obedient and disciplined in learning the laws that govern us so that we are able to have the fullness of the abundance of that which is available to us to fulfill the promises that we were given as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points, or otherwise known as the children of God. We're in a moment where there is always so much going on the planet, and people are saying there's so much going on, and so much going on, and yes, there is, but the reality of it is that which is absolutely destined is the fulfillment of the will of existence and the laws of existence. And those of us who have the opportunity to really care to be qualified for continuance in existence by honoring life itself, coming to a point and place where we realize that there are no forces, no bosses, no governments, no military, no systems of disorder, chaos, sickness, or disease that can triumph over life itself. Over the will of existence, over that which is foundational and causational. And as we are mastering ourselves, our energies, our emotions, our time, our resources, and coming into a point and place where we're fully committed to being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, then we have the opportunity to have leverage over all of the things that are going on so that we are ensuring that that which is absolutely going on is our own self-actualization, self-realization, and our being harmonized with the laws of existence and our conscious immortalization while we are on the planet, so that we are able to leave the planet without having died. And so I'm the one to encourage us to realize that there is nothing that we can work for. There's nothing that we can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what we already are. Is these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence. That we are all gifted to the earth to exalt a full life's urge, to master this realm in an understanding and an understanding that we are always in sacred space, that we are in flotation and rotation upheld by intelligences of existence that are so great that no man can defeat them, undermine them, thwart their progression, or defy the laws that govern, except to their own detriment. It is our time to be in that mindset where we are rejoicing in the gifts of life and the blessedness of being and knowing that there is nothing that man has made, including the money and the credit and the plastic and all of that, that has greater power or impetus or value than that which is beating our hearts, breathing us. These bodies are our gift. There are space suits that are designed perfectly by the intelligence of existence. And we are having these tragic dates with fate and immersed illness and disease as a result of not knowing that there are laws that govern existence and the protection of our own beings, or not caring to be harmonious with those laws, disobeying those laws, ignoring those laws, but the lawlessness in terms of God-made bodies eating man-made garbage is literally accidents waiting to happen. And we are witnessing. And in that moment where everybody is having to face the consequences of their own choices that have been made consistently over time, and then in this now moment where we care to reverse these issues that have crystallized in our tissues, where we care to really realign ourselves, where we care to be completely healed, then we must care to be completely cleansed, where we care to be in a place where we're prospering and we are experiencing the finer things of life, then we cannot destroy that which is the greatest gift that we've been given in terms of the integrity of our own beings as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and think that we can work for something that is greater than what we have already been given. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that we are made whole on behalf of the whole of existence itself, on behalf of the lineages that we've come through, on behalf of those who've come through us, those that we didn't allow to come, and those who've yet to come. We are here to serve the purposes of life itself. And being in a place where we feel as though we are entitled to be out of order, we're entitled to be wrong, we're entitled to be mistaken, because we would prefer to exalt our sinfulness than our divinity, then you are scheduling yourself for a tragic date with fate, because the mind, the way that you're thinking, your perception and your perspective is going to lay foundation for the choices that you're making. And when you are not wise enough to choose life, when you are not prioritizing yourself to put yourself at the top of your list before you'll be ills and before all of these other things and all of these other ones, that we are now in that place and space where we have to realize that there is one real eye that sees through every eye, and we each have been gifted so much of itself, and it is perfect and divine. We're in a now moment that is ours to claim our lives, to rearrange our priorities so that we are facilitating a daily due diligence in our clearing, cleansing, purifying, forgiving, releasing, letting go, standing forward and exalting that which is light, and carrying to be vehicles and vessels of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. To take it as our personal duty, obligation, and responsibility on behalf of our mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and all of those that have come before us, so that we consciously care to walk the exalted walk, to honor and glorify them and the sacrifices they've made, so that we have an easier way. And in spite of and in light of all of that which has come forward in terms of the great ones and the not so great and the grand ones who have come before us, those whose names we continue to call in all of the ceremonies of community where we begin to call forth the ancestors and whatnot, and to realize that we can never call the names of all of those who we have benefited from, but to honor life itself, to consciously care to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards the wholeness, to have a conscious care to acknowledge the oneness of existence and that everything and everybody is family under the house of that which we refer to as God, because there is only that absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that sees through every eye. Which is why such violation comes when we kill and defile and to press, because we are in that now moment where we get back what we have put forward. And because love is the fulfillment of the law, we cannot love to kill and be in law. We are in the violation of the laws, and as a result of our consciously or unconsciously violating, ignoring the laws that govern us, we are creating havoc and chaos and pain and suffering and disdain. If we've come to the earth with lifetimes of experiences prior to this one, and we've lived and died and lived and died and lived and died over and over and over again, that this particular moment in which we're living, at the threshold of that which they refer to as the dawn of the Aquarian Age, gives us the responsibility to exalt the truth of our being and to really have a whole heart's desire to be in the integrity of the truth of our being. To realize that a major part of the issue in perpetuating divisiveness and competition and separation and being parted, all of that through the religions, in terms of what gods we call upon, what scriptures we read, what saints and saviors we acknowledge, the difference in our classism and our sexual orientation and gender preferences and all of that, we are still these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. Male, female, both, and neither. Nothing can absolve us of our responsibility, duty, and obligation to exalt life, to understand and harmonize ourselves with the laws that govern us, so that even if we have gone through these experiences where we know the violation, we know the pain of separation, we know the frustration and the anger and all of the things that have come as a result of being socialized under systems of lawlessness, where violation and adulteration were the disorder of the day that has affected everybody's progression or not facilitated the progression of us. Because we are here to self-actualize and to self-realize and to be harmonized with the laws of existence on behalf of life itself. And had we been properly oriented through our education and our religious training to respect the absolute functioning and the divinity of our body temples, then we could not possibly have created this plethora of sickness, illness, disease, and degradation, and violation, and molestation, and rape, and subjugation, and incarceration, and all of this. And in light of it all, despite it all, our caring to acknowledge and affirm and declare the truth of ourselves, each one of us, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, gives us leverage over the divisiveness, particularly where we care to clear and cleanse our body temples from the residues of the alcohol, the tobacco, the cigarettes, the sugar, the flour products, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, and all of that that is created, all of the sickness, illness, and disease. No matter how much money one can acquire, and it's limitless as to how much money, how much credit, how much resources you can access, because we are limitless beings. The only limitations we have are those that we accept for ourselves, because we will not
apply ourselves to it, growing ourselves, we come to this place and we stop growing. We act as if this is as far as we can go, but we have not dealt fully with ourselves. We haven't asked enough, knocked enough, cared enough, committed enough, declared and affirmed the truth of our beings enough to break through the self-imposed limitations that have us in a place where we are our own worst enemies, because on a daily basis we are doing things carelessly, mindlessly, thoughtlessly that undermines ourselves, that undermines our body temples, and allowing the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, all of the toxins, the poisons, the acidity, the worms and parasites and bacteria and viruses that are floating through your system, burrowing through your organs and your tissues and whatnot, making you uncomfortable and insecure and fearful and doubtful and distrustful and distorting your whole reality, where you're having hellacious experiences even though you dwell in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is all pervasive and it fills all spaces and there is nowhere where it is not. But it should be fully acknowledged and its ways and its gifts fully embraced, so that we are not creating tragic deaths with fate, but we're able to rise with the ever-expanding awareness and consciousness and conscientiousness and ever-deepening degrees of care and love and consideration and respect and reverence and forgiveness and patience and willing to do whatever it takes to refine ourselves, to redefine ourselves, to exalt a full life's urge, and to walk in the quality of character that is consistent with the absolute truth of who we be as light beings, as beings of love, as women and men of honor, duty, the ability to respond correctly and directly in any now moment. The ever-expanding capacity for greatness. And this is how we would create the most expeditious shift in the world, is where each one of us cares to walk in the integrity of who we are as the children of God. And for those who feel as though there is no God and have claimed being atheist or agnostic, they cannot deny their own breath and heartbeat. Nor can they deny the reality that they did not design themselves, that they don't beat their own hearts, nor do they breed themselves, nor did they take responsibility for the issuance of their lineages into this realm. Nor do they feel entitled to be present and not participate through the activation of their talents, skills, care, degrees, education, to give their gifts to their communities, to their families. Sometimes we have to transcend the semantics and the verbiage and the words to realize that good people come in all shapes, forms, hues, and sizes. But to be in a now moment of a world-conquering rampage of divisiveness and global initiative that is genocide, being good is just not good enough. That we have to care to be great, to be divine, to be consistent in reaching for life and doing that which is in our own best interest over time. To exalt the oneness of existence and the brotherhood of man as well as mankind. To be in that place and space where we understand that love is not just a word, it is the law that governs all of existence itself. And that every being, regardless of how small or how large, or whether it's planted or whether it's mobile, whether it swims or it flies, everything responds to this power that we refer to as love. It is that which everything has capacity to participate with, and that is totally encompassing. Being on this planet and seeing the green and the blue skies and the clouds and the rainbows and the rains is the evidence of the love that the intelligence of existence has for itself as absolutely everything and everyone. Creating the mindfulness centered from the reality of dwelling in this absolute and supreme intelligence, being centered as a center of existence, because no one can guesstimate or estimate how much of infinity lies to the left of you, to the right of you, to the north or the south of you, to be in a place and space where we realize that we are the gifts in this now moment and we should be activating our gifts. Activating our heritage and our inheritance through our genetic information, our DNA, through the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration of our body temples, through facilitating the purification and realigning ourselves in the order of existence, in consuming and bringing forth into these body temples that which is truly facilitative of its cellular clearing, cleansing, and liberation. Under systems of oppression that have instituted cellular oppression as foundation that impacts and affects absolutely everyone. The care to no longer participate in doing that which undermines ourselves and ourselves is the right response to being under siege. And to be able to persevere in that process of a daily due diligence and exalting that full life surge and facilitating one's own clearing and cleansing and forgiving and releasing and letting go, and so that you can heal, everybody around you is not going to facilitate that for themselves. Everybody around you is not going to support you in doing that, because when you stand up and are ready to step forward into your greatness, other ones are going to act as if you are abandoning them. They take it as a personal attack and affront. And they're going to ridicule you. They're going to alienate you. They're going to talk about you. The more weight you lose, the more they're going to ask if you're on drugs or what's happening, and you don't need to lose no more weight because you're too thin, and what happened to your butt, and what happened to your breasts, and you ain't this, and you ain't that. And I'm saying that we are under a global mindset of foolishness, that we would rather be able to shake our butts, defile ourselves, lie in the ditches and valleys of degradation, creating all manners of mental, spiritual sickness, illness, disease, and detriment to ourselves, our families, our children, and our lineages, than to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and made whole. And when it becomes that obvious that people would rather be out of order than come to order? You understand that's the impact and the effect of cellular oppression and behavior modification that is coming as a result of the assault of all of these chemicals, these nitrates, these artificial colors, artificial flavors, the alcohol residues and all of that that is permeating the brain and the glands and the organs and the tissues so that the blood is defiled. And because the spirit is charged upon the blood, the condition of the blood is going to lay foundation for the quality of the thought. And the quality of the thought is going to lay foundation for the choices that one makes consistently over time. And the choices that one makes consistently over time is going to shape the character of the person. And where one has been consistently choosing to dissipate and violate oneself and other ones, then there is no way that the spirit of the person can be truly self-reflective and vivifying in the light of the truth of that which he or she actually is at this point of the presence of God. Our bodies are the temples for the dwelling of the true gods and goddesses, and our clearing, cleansing, and consecrating is for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses so that we are able to walk triumphantly in this realm, in the world, not of it, but having access to everything and anything that we need as we require it so that we are able to give a greater service and to give the intelligence of existence the glory of the triumph and victory of its love, light, wisdom, and truth is the reality of our lives. And so, yes, you can continue to choose to be sinful. You can continue to choose to be filled with all manners of behavior-modifying substances and toxins that are creating the cancer and the tumors and the heart disease and the strokes. You could continue to waste your time and your energy in feeding and eating yourself to death. You can continue to be in that path of adulteration and complain about what they're doing over here and how much of this is going on and be trapped because you are creating this tragedy. And you can continue to be there if you want to. But there's no glory in it. And at the end of that path, there would be nothing of you left. Because that's the trap, that's the trick, that's the tragedy, and that's the travesty. That millions and millions of ones could live 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years and never have truly lived in the light of the truth of who and what they really are. We have the benefit of being able to choose, to be able to cleanse, to be able to see beyond those lies and all of that that has shaped the tragic dates with faith that so many are meeting. But in this now moment, as you are exalting a full life urge, reaching for life, bathing in the light of love, celebrating your victories, your triumphs, forgiving yourself, allowing yourself to be refined and defined in the truth of yourself is this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and you are always expressing your attitude of gratitude, having a heart overflowing with thanksgiving for the blessedness in just being the one that you are. Where you ask and you'll knock and you'll seek and you internalize and you use and you'll be grateful and thankful for the opportunity to be correct. Stand forward, to raise completely up in celebration of life, to the glory of the lineages that you represent, and on behalf of those that have come through you, those that you didn't allow to come, and those who've yet to come. This is our time. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the